40 million people in Mexico do not have access to the internet. Our company, Altan Redes, is building a network that will connect them to the world. Chubb wrote insurance policies that gave the Mexican government, our investors, and partners the confidence they needed to make this happen. They also cover our construction risk, damage to the network, and environmental exposure. For a project this complex, Chubb was the one.
Learn more at chubb.com/WSJ.
What's news from the Wall Street Journal? Top stories and timely insights.
I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli. Coming up, a conversation about Paul Manafort's former son-in-law, Jeffrey Yohai. But first, these top stories. President Trump is walking a fine line as he seeks to improve trade relations with China and gain an ally in President Xi Jinping against North Korea's nuclear ambitions. Trump once called China an economic enemy, but this week said the U.S.-China trade relationship was unfair, blaming that on his predecessors and vowing to fix it. Next, Trump and President Xi head to Vietnam for an economic conference. Details of the GOP tax plan in the Senate are emerging as House Republicans iron out the final details of their plan. Both the House and Senate plans would cut the corporate tax rate to 20%, but the Senate plan would make the cut in 2019, a year later than the House plan. The Senate plan would also repeal deductions for state and local taxes in a move opposed by heavily taxed states like New York and New Jersey. Competition from online retailers continues to impact sales at department stores. Macy's and Kohl's reported mixed results in the third quarter. Sales at Macy's, not including stores it recently opened or closed, fell 4%, and comparable sales at Kohl's rose just 0.1%. But both stores said they were able to reduce inventory in the third quarter. Coming up, the details of an investigation into Paul Manafort's former son-in-law, Jeffrey Yohai. This is What's News from The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening, everybody. Federal prosecutors are reportedly seeking a plea deal with Jeffrey Yohai, the son-in-law of former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort. Yohai, once married to Manafort's daughter, worked with his father-in-law on real estate deals. Reporter Michael Rothfeld wrote about them for The Wall Street Journal and joins me now in our studio to explain. Michael, thanks for joining me.
My pleasure.
So Yohai hasn't been charged, but you found out that he is under investigation, and that's separate from the investigation into Paul Manafort, who obviously has been charged with tax fraud, money laundering, among other things. So what can you tell us about what you know at this point about the investigation into Jeffrey Yohai?
Well, Yohai was under investigation in California by the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office in connection with some house flipping deals that he was working on around 2014 through 2016, and basically trying to buy some homes and then do luxury renovations and then sell them to investors. And Manafort and his wife and daughter had previously been Yohai's wife, but they recently got divorced. Were invested in those properties, and they all went bankrupt.
Okay, so as you mentioned, besides once being married, now divorced from Paul Manafort's daughter, Jessica, Yohai and Manafort did do some business together. Can you tell me about some of the deals you looked into and what you found?
Besides the Los Angeles properties, which Manafort had put money into, there were some houses in New York, condominiums and properties. Paul Manafort was buying a lot of properties in cash and taking mortgages out on them, including some in which Jeff and Jessica Yohai were connected. And in particular, there was a Brooklyn house that Manafort had bought through a company and, according to the recent indictment of him, used about $3 million that came from an account he controlled in Cyprus. And paid all cash for it and was going to convert that from a multifamily home into a single family home. And Jeff and Jessica Yohai were guarantors on the loan of that. And the lender for that house, when they later took out a mortgage on it, was the same one that Yohai had used in California.
And there are also connections, I understand, or at least mentions of Yohai and special counsel Robert Mueller's indictment of Manafort, right? Does that tell us anything?
Yeah. Well, in Robert Mueller's indictment, he said that there was another condominium that Manafort had bought using cash that he had sent in from overseas. And Manafort was accused of doing that to avoid taxes, basically buying houses with money that he never reported for taxes, all in cash, sending it from overseas, and then later borrowing money from banks, taking out mortgages on those properties as a way to get money into the United States without reporting it and paying taxes on it. So there was a condo in Manhattan that Mueller said that Manafort had done this with. And so when he tried to take out a mortgage on it, or he did take out a mortgage on it a couple years after buying it, he had been using it for a rental income for Airbnb and making money off of it. But he was able to get a bigger mortgage on it by saying that it was occupied by someone in the family. So the indictment says that he emailed Jeff Yohai, who was just referred to as his son-in-law, to when the appraiser was coming to say, hey, remember, you and Jessica are supposed to be living there. And so Mueller accused him of committing fraud, and Yohai was mentioned in the indictment in connection with that. Potentially, if Yohai pleads guilty, you know, and acknowledges that, you know, it could potentially be used against Manafort in any trial that were to come down the road.
Brett, I'd like to get to that a little bit more in a minute, but is there any sense at this point from what you've been looking into of wrongdoing on Yohai's part and what charges might be filed against him?
Well, we can't know exactly what that would be. There is a situation in New York separate, which I don't know that Manafort was connected to, in which Yohai had taken allegedly $2.9 million from a photographer as an investment. And then the photographer alleged that Yohai never delivered on the investment and never returned the money. That was for a real estate investment. So we know that has been under investigation in California, so that's one thing that potentially could be involved here. We have reason to believe that the house flipping properties are connected to the investigation, so, you know, there could be some sort of charges connected to those as well.
So now let's talk about what you alluded to a few minutes earlier. How might cooperation between Yohai and federal prosecutors affect the separate case against Manafort? What are the implications there?
Well, again, we don't know exactly what a plea deal would entail. Sometimes people cooperate. Sometimes they don't. They can just plead guilty to certain charges. And so it's not clear if Yohai would cooperate. But because he did work with Manafort, both on the California deals, but also on some of Manafort's real estate purchases in New York, and those are referenced in the Mueller indictment, Yohai would have knowledge of what Manafort was doing in those. And, you know, that could potentially be used if the Justice Department wanted to during a prosecution of Manafort if he were ever to go to trial.
And have you received any response from attorneys for Yohai and Manafort?
Well, Jeff Yohai's attorney simply said he has not agreed to anything. He hasn't been charged with anything. So, you know, at this point, nothing has happened. And of course, you know, we don't know for sure that any plea deal will be reached, or if none were reached, then we don't know for sure that Yohai would be charged with anything. And Manafort's representatives just are saying, you know, he's pleaded not guilty. He's, you know, he's going to go to trial and clear his name.
I've been talking to The Wall Street Journal's Michael Rothfeld. Michael, thanks for joining me.
My pleasure.
And finally, Pope Francis reportedly made some comments about cell phones during a mass in St. Peter's Square this week. According to Reuters, he reportedly said, quote, "The priest says lift up your hearts. He does not say lift up your cell phones." That as bishops and others in the crowd, numbering in the thousands, raise their cell phones to take pictures. And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli at The Wall Street Journal.
Spend time with Alexa, then make What's News part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo, The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.